Thank you, President Yi. Good evening to members of the public and to everyone that's listening and watching on TV. Because this is the only meeting in November, I have a few thoughts. So I will be as quick as possible. I want to start this evening by saying that on behalf of the San Francisco Unified School District and school districts across the state of California, we want to thank the voters for their support of Proposition 30, which will enable... which will enable the San Francisco Unified School District to maintain the same level of funding from the 2011-2012 school year and stave off additional mid-year cuts, such as forced closure days. While Prop 30 receives slightly more than the required majority to pass statewide, we in San Francisco passed the measure by an overwhelming margin. Once again, yes, that deserves an applause. Once again, as San Franciscans, we have demonstrated our collective commitment to the children of our community. And in addition, while this is reason to celebrate, we want to ask for your continued advocacy in support of our schools. Our schools remain underfunded by 22%. But despite this, we have been able to maintain our commitment to educating the whole child. Let me be clear, ladies and gentlemen, there is no extra money as a result of Prop 30. On our SFUSD website, we have included frequently asked questions regarding Proposition 30 and what it means for our school district. For more information, I encourage you to visit www.sfusd.edu. And I also want to thank you for the many, many emails that I've received from the public asking about information around Prop 30. I also would like to share that as superintendent, I often receive feedback from families and members of the community about the direction of our schools. And while we are fortunate to receive lots of positive feedback, one of the concerns that I hear from many is whether or not standardized testing in math and English has narrowed what and how we teach our students. The answer to this question is an unequivocal no. Mastery of specific skills and subject materials aligned to state standards in math and English that are assessed using standardized tests are only a small part of what is being taught in our San Francisco schools. Even our schools who have made the greatest academic achievement gains in English and math educate our students in much more than just English and math. They are committed to science and social studies, arts, and other enrichment opportunities for all of our students. Even in our most historically underserved schools, schools that previously were underachieving, the following examples illustrate in concrete terms the district's commitment to educating the whole child. Significant investment in a balanced literacy framework has encouraged nonfiction reading across the curriculum, especially in science and social studies. Schools have purchased additional books with the funds available and materials to support student learning in all of the content areas. Our school improvement grant leveraged resources have permitted us to make significant investments in technology and hardware that is being used across the curriculum. And in particular, these investments further have enhanced student interaction and engagement with science and social studies and even the arts curriculum. School improvement grant funding has permitted schools to hire additional PE teachers that have provided PE for students while also providing common planning release time for classroom teachers to continue to collaborate. It is because of this whole child approach that we have to learning in the San Francisco Unified School District that we are one of only three large urban school districts in the state of California to surpass the 800 target for API, despite our real budget constraints over the years. We are proud to have been able to leverage all of our available resources to maximize a broader educational experience for all of our students. And while we would like to do more, this board and this superintendent, as a former social studies teacher and music teacher, are committed to providing a rich, robust, and inclusive education for the whole child, every day, and to every child in our district. I'd like to remind everyone that Elementary Parent-Teacher Conference Week is now taking place. So if your students tell you it's not, it is. It's this week. This is a valuable opportunity to learn about how your child is progressing academically by mastering state standards, how enrichment activities are helping to broaden your child's learning opportunities, and how you and your teacher can continue to work together to provide your child with the best learning environment. As part of our goal of keeping our promises to families, we are continuing to implement ways to ensure that we have real-time information and data to continually support your child's academic growth. In particular, you may recall that during the 2011-2012 school year, we implemented the Common Learning Assessments, CLAs, district-wide in math and English language arts for grades 2 through 12, and Spanish language arts for grades 2 through 8. These assessments align with the district's goals of providing ongoing assessment of student learning and ensuring equity and access to rigorous academic content across the district. I have some exciting news that within the next couple of weeks, parents, you will be receiving your child's individualized CLA reports and results. These reports will be prepared in English, Spanish, and in Chinese. And on the report, you will be able to see your child's performance levels in the subject material. Our hope is that this will provide to families and teachers yet another opportunity and a concrete tool for discussing student academic progress. Over the coming year, we will work with our school sites and parent liaisons to assist parents in understanding what the CLA results help to tell us about student learning and how parents and teachers can work together to recognize student strengths and also areas for continued growth. I'd also like to remind you that the month of November is a great time to reconnect as a community with others and to celebrate. Along with Thanksgiving, November is Native American Heritage Month, and we look forward to each of our school communities commemorating this occasion through lessons and activities in the curriculum. November is also Violence Prevention Month. Stand up for peace and safety, ladies and gentlemen. Our San Francisco Unified School District Respect Week is November 26th through the 30th. And all elementary, middle, and high school staff are encouraged to hold events and teach lessons related to violence prevention and to assist with enhancing positive school climates. School district staff, which include our counselors and our social workers, our wellness coordinators, our nurses, will be assisting schools with the coordination of Respect Week activities. And for more information on Respect Week and how you can be directly involved, please visit our student, family, and community support website at www.healthiersf.org. On a personal note, I had the wonderful opportunity to see one of our stellar student performances this past week at the Ruth Asawa School of the Arts. The theater presentation was entitled Tartuffe, Molière's Tartuffe. And all I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is bravo. Congratulations to the student thespians and their inspired director, Mr. Keith Karamis, for a job well done. Lastly, I would also like to congratulate our incumbent board commissioners on their re-elections. Commissioners Wynn, Commissioners Wins, Feuer, and Norton, thank you for your previous service to the children in our community, and we look forward to your continued work on our Board of Education and your unsurpassed advocacy for our youth and for their families. I'd also like to welcome to the Board of Education, Commissioner-elect Matthew Haney, who will be filling a seat vacated by our President Norman Yee in January, and hopefully he'll be taking another seat. And here's wishing, ladies and gentlemen, here's wishing everyone a joyful, restful, and happy Thanksgiving. I am personally thankful for all of you for trusting your children to our care. Thank you.